We're seeing the building approvals for the month of November. It takes a while for the stats to come through, but they're telling us that it's the fifth consecutive month that it's gone up. And you ask yourself, what recession? There doesn't seem to be one at the moment, does there?
Government stimulus. Reaching a level not seen since December 1999, according to the seasonally adjusted figures from the Australian Bureau of Statistics. Approvals for private dwellings across the country increased by 6.1% in November. And remembering that I'm obviously with the Federal Home Builder Grant, we've got all states have actually put stimulus packages in relation to construction. And it's led to a jump in approvals across all states. So approvals for private houses increased significantly. But the data showed that dwellings outside of that, which is more commercial property, sort of remained at subdued levels, and that's probably understandable in a period of time where there's a bit of uncertainty. Commercial development's probably a little bit on the nose.
Yeah, I think we're doing a lot better than a lot of other places around the world, not just with the pandemic, but with the economy as well. Not surprisingly, the housing market, when you look at the graph for the year of 2020, there were a few blips along the way, as we all know, but generally speaking, it's on a growth trend.
Yeah, CoreLogic, Australia's housing market, according to them, finished on a fantastic growth track, and it's indicated a bit of a robust start to 2021. Their National Home Value Index increased a further 1% in December, and that was the third consecutive month-on-month rise following... there was a decline, obviously, at about 2% between April and September, when the pandemic was at its peak. So dwelling values, interestingly enough, in regional areas finished the year 3% higher, and a capital gain rate that was more than three times higher than the combined capital cities, where home values only jumped about 2%. So the housing market's strong performance hasn't been surprising, given the rapid and substantial monetary and fiscal response from the federal and state governments and of course, key policymakers. So we've also had record low interest rates playing a key role in supporting the housing market activity. We've also, coming out of the other side of the pandemic, a spectacular rise in consumer confidence as restrictions were lifted and forecasts for economic conditions, have turned out from being overly pessimistic to something that looks like as a country we're coming out of a pandemic better than anybody.
Yesterday, the retail sales figures they released, I think it was up 7% or something. When you take Victoria out of that, it was still 2.4, which is pretty good. I mean, everything, all the graphs are going up at the moment.
They are, and look, what's really really good for locations like the Northwest Coast is that there's a larger demand for lifestyle properties and what they call lower density housing options, which are, bigger blocks and bigger houses, especially in regional areas as remote working from home is becoming more prevalent. So regional housing markets have generally underperformed capital city markets over the past decade, but 2020 has seen regional housing values surge, and that includes the Northwest Coast, including Devonport and Burnie.
Indeed. Finally, Justin, the Australian dollar. I know it's a while since we spoke because of me being incapacitated and Christmas and everything, but I'm pretty sure last time we spoke it was a long way below where it is today. 77 cents, that's pretty good.
Yeah, look, it's pulled back a bit to kick off the week on the back foot. That being said... the US dollar has been getting it hammered against most currencies, and therefore a little bit of a reprieve would probably make sense. When you look at the US dollar index against the Aussie, we've sort of been bouncing about a little, but most forecasters are sort of saying that we will hit the US 80 cents mark. We hit 78.95 on January 6th, and that's a level that hasn't been reached since March 2018, and that's two things: probably really buoyant commodity prices. So we're, as you know, we're a commodity-driven country. Our biggest export is iron ore. Also, our response to the pandemic and how we've handled it, and more so the complete shambles that's going on in the US.
I think it's a case of the US dollar weakening rather than the Australian dollar strengthening in a lot of areas. It's
exactly
just
right.
Crazy over there at the minute. Hopefully, we won't have to put up with it for too much longer.
Who knows?
I'm just glad we're not there. I'm glad we are where we are. Justin, thanks for your time as always today. I really appreciate it. Looking forward to chatting to you again throughout 2021.
You too, Martin. All right. Catch you next week.